Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever had that moment when you said, uh-oh, we got a problem here? This happened to me yesterday. Yesterday, I was out on Lake Michigan helping my cousin set up for a big swimming race that's going on today. And me and my other cousin, Phil, we were on the jet ski, going around, tying up the slack on the buoys to straighten out the lines. And as I was pulling up the slack to tie it, the rope got sucked up underneath the jet ski, got caught up in the whatever it's called, and just the engine shut off. And I was pulling on the rope trying to get it out. That sucker was in there tight. There was no getting it out. And I said, uh-oh, we have a problem. When I read the gospel for today, that first line should have made you say, uh-oh, I've got a problem. That very first line says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. These are Jesus' words. He said, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And as a Christian, that should have made you say, uh-oh, I've got a problem. See, that phrase by Jesus is a conditional, and conditionals can be problematic. For example, here's a conditional is an if-then statement. So, kids, if you're smart, you'll get an A-plus on the test. So if you don't get an A-plus on the test, what does that mean? You're not smart? Ooh, that would be a problem. Or how about this? If you work really hard, you will make lots of money. So if your bank account doesn't have as much money as you were hoping you would have, does that mean you're not a hard worker? See what I mean? Conditionals can be a problem. So when Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey what I command, and you don't obey what he commands, then does that mean you don't love Jesus? See, that's a problem. Thankfully, in the gospel for today, Jesus doesn't just say, if you love me, you will obey my commands. He says that with comforting promises. See, this problematic command comes with comforting promises. Jesus promises that you will be enabled, empowered to obey his commands, and he promises that you are part of God's loving family. And so, by digging into God's word today, I pray and hope that you will be comforted by the words Jesus says to you today. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey what I command. You want to know what makes that so scary? It's because it sounds like work righteousness. The idea that you have to do good in order to go to heaven. And if you don't do enough good, then you're going to hell, right? Because if it says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. If you don't obey what Jesus commands, that means you don't love Jesus. And anyone who doesn't love Jesus is going to hell. When Jesus said this, he said it to his disciples on Maundy Thursday, the night before Jesus was crucified. And the heading over the entire chapter 14 is Jesus comforts his disciples. So in order to comfort his disciples, he told them, if you love me, you will obey what I command. That must have been terrifying for the disciples. I mean, think about it. They would have said, of course, Jesus, we love you. We love you, Jesus. But then do you know what happened later that night? They fell asleep when Jesus commanded them to watch and pray. They deserted him when Jesus needed him the most. Even Peter himself, he denied Jesus 3 times. So what do you think was going through the disciples' head? We love Jesus, but we did not obey his commands. Does that mean we don't love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Of course you do, right? Like, nobody here would say, no, I don't love Jesus. I mean, after all, Jesus, the Son of God, came down to our earth. He lived under the law. He lived perfectly. He didn't sin so that you wouldn't have to. He died on the cross and literally suffered hell so that you wouldn't have to. He rose from the dead and gives you eternal life for free. How could any of us not love Jesus? But then Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And you as Christians know what Jesus commands. You know the Ten Commandments. You know Jesus' golden rules. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. And yet we go out through those doors and it doesn't take us long to let one little word slip. It doesn't take us long to disobey our parents. It doesn't take us long for our eyes to wander to someone who you shouldn't be looking at. It doesn't take us long to hate. It doesn't take us long to covet. And just like that, we disobey what God commands. And what does that mean? Do we not love Jesus? Thankfully, that's not at all what Jesus is talking about here. See, this is why we need to study, and this is why we need to dig into what Jesus tells us next. So Jesus told his disciples, if you love me, you will obey what I command. Listen to what he says next. He gives comforting promises. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be with you. Jesus did not just say, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Good luck! No. Did you hear what he said? He promised to send you his Holy Spirit. He calls him a helper. In the Greek, the word is parakleton, fancy Greek word there. That's where we get the word paraclete from, another name for the Holy Spirit. It literally means helper or someone who comes to the side of you to help you. So think about that. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commands, and I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit to come alongside you and help you, to help you obey my commands. And he tells you that the Holy Spirit is in you and with you. You have the Holy Spirit. See, God graciously sends you and gives you his Holy Spirit. When you heard God's word, the Holy Spirit worked that word in your heart and created faith that believes in Jesus. You believe in Jesus because the Holy Spirit is in you. That's how you know you have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is there to help you obey Jesus' commands. It's kind of like this. Anybody here a farmer? Really? There was no one in Thursday service. There was no one in first service. No farmers. Okay. Over my vicar year, I had the pleasure of vicaring in Glendale, Arizona. And in our congregation, we had a man by the name of Jerry Rovey. He was a cotton farmer. And Jerry took us out to his cotton fields. And I mean, he had huge cotton fields. And I don't know if you've ever tried to pick cotton out of a cotton pod. It's really hard to do. And the shell's really hard and it like pricks at your fingers. It's just awful. Imagine if Jerry came up to you and said, I need you to pick this entire field of cotton by the end of the day. Good luck. There's no way. But guess what? Jerry has this really fancy tractor. It's huge. It picks the cotton. It puts it into a bale and it wraps it up and it spits it out the back. And this is the best part, it's GPS automated driving. So like you literally push a button, sit back and enjoy the ride, pick the cotton. Like that's like the Holy Spirit here. See, God, when Jesus says, if you love me, you'll obey what I command, there's no way we could do that on our own. But he says, I'm giving you the Holy Spirit. I'm giving you this big fancy tractor. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit to help you and empower you and enable you to do good. And now this command of Jesus if you love me, you will obey what I command, isn't a problem. Now we know that we have the Holy Spirit to help us. In Galatians chapter 5, it says this: the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You know what these are? These are the fulfillment of Jesus' commands. And this is what comes out from you when the Holy Spirit is in you and helping you obey Jesus' commands. See, Jesus promises to send His Holy Spirit to enable you and to empower you to obey His commands. But that's not where Jesus stops. He continues on by saying, okay, so if you love me, you'll obey my commands, I'll give you the Holy Spirit. Then He says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. I love this picture that Jesus paints for us. He tells us that He's not going to leave us as orphans. Doesn't your heart just go out to orphans? I mean, those poor kids, not only they don't have a family, but they're lacking, right? They're lacking love. They're lacking a home. They're lacking support. Those poor kids. And Jesus tells us He's not going to leave us as orphans. He's not going to leave us lacking. When He says, if you love me, you will obey my commands, He gives us everything we need. When Jesus came to this world, He died on the cross, and He rose from the dead for you. He took away all of your sins. Your slate is wiped clean. God sees no sin when He looks at you. So now think about that when we listen to what Jesus says. If you love me, you will obey what I command. You're going into this knowing that you're perfect, that you're holy. See, Jesus isn't saying this, if you love me, you will obey my command, or else, or you must do this in order to get heaven. You have heaven. Your sins are forgiven. Jesus does not leave you lacking anything. So what's Jesus saying here? He's saying, if you love me, you will obey my commands. He's giving you an opportunity. He's giving you an opportunity to show your love to Jesus by obeying His commands. Man, all of a sudden, we read this, and it's no longer a problem. Now it's a joy and a comfort as we read this. And it says, if you love me, you obey my commands. Jesus gives us an opportunity to show our love to Him. And He tells you that when you mess up, your slate's wiped clean. You are lacking nothing. And He tells you that you have the Holy Spirit who's going to help you do just that. Obey His commands. What comforting promise Jesus gives us when we look at this seemingly problematic command. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He continues on by saying this. He gives us motivation for obeying His commands. Pay attention, because it's going to get a little confusing. Ready? On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Got it? That's kind of confusing, but what's going on here? There's relationships, right? Between us and the Father and Jesus and the Father, there's a relationship there. That makes one big happy family. See, Jesus here is talking about being a part of God's loving family. When Jesus died on the cross, and when He rose from the dead, you know what He did for you? He made you God's mortal, hostile enemy, totally against God. He made you God's dearly loved child. He brought you into God's loving family. And do you know what families do? They show love to each other. I can remember as a kid growing up, my dad would always tell me this. When mom's happy, Dad's happy. And when Dad's happy, everybody's happy. He would usually tell me this right before then, telling me to, like, go do the dishes or vacuum the house, you know, some sort of chore. But after telling me that, I wouldn't go into these chores grudgingly, like, ugh, I have to do this. I was happy to do the chores because I knew that this would make Mom happy. And if it made Mom happy, that made Dad happy. You know, the same's true with God and God's family. When Jesus tells you, if you love me, you will obey my commands, you don't do it grudgingly and saying, oh, I have to do this or else. You're a part of God's family. And God, Jesus is telling you, by obeying God's commands, by obeying Jesus' commands, this is a way that you can show your love to God and to Jesus. This is a way that you can show your love being a part of God's loving, happy family. That totally changes the way we look at obeying God's commands. It makes us excited to do it. I could say amen and stop right here. But I know, or at least I'm guessing, there's some people in here who read the gospel and they were going to ask me a question after the service, thinking that they were going to stick the seminary student with a tough question. See, it said, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me, and the one who loves me will be loved by my Father. And they were going to take that and say, ah, ha, ha, ha. But I know that in the Bible it also says, we love because God first loved us. So which is it? Do we love God first, or does God love us first? Or is the Bible contradicting itself? Before you ask me that question, we're just going to answer it here, take care of it, so we don't have to worry about it out there. Whose love comes first, our love or God's love? Well, it's God's love. God loved us so much first that he would send his Son to die on the cross for us. God loved us first so much that he sent the Holy Spirit into our lives to create faith that believes in Jesus. But God also loves it when you love him. Right, moms? Don't you just love your kids all the time? Sure. Even when they're bad. But you really love it when they do the dishes. Or when they vacuum the house. Like, man, that just makes you really happy. It's the same with God. God loves you all the time. But boy, does he love it when you obey his commands. When you show your love to him by listening to what he tells you to do. By letting your Christian light shine out in your lives. By showing love to those who don't know God's word yet. By sharing God's word with all those people. God loves it when you do that. And let that motivate you. What a wonderful opportunity you have to show your thanks and your praise and your love to God by obeying what God tells you to do. This is a way that you show your love as a member of God's loving family. Thanks to the promises of Jesus, this seemingly problematic command, if you love me, you will obey what I command, it's no longer a problem. In fact, it's a comfort and a joy. Because Jesus promises you that he sends his Holy Spirit to help you do just that. And Jesus himself promises that he will not leave you lacking anything. And finally, he promises that you're a part of God's loving family. And so I pray that God would bless you as you go out into your lives and you let your Christian light shine and you show your love to God by obeying what he commands. Amen.